Okay, so in Revi'i of Parshas Vayera, we encounter the destruction of Sodom. Vayar v'hinei Allah kitor haaretz k'kitor ha'kivshan, vayhi v'shaches Elokim esarei ha'kikar, vayizkar Elokim es Avraham, vayishalach haslot mitoch ha'hafecha v'hafoch es ha'arim asher yashav b'hen lot. So this notion of hipoch is very profound, very prominent. Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah reiterates this language, kemahapechas, Sodom v'amorad, ma'o tzvayim, asher hafach Hashem, be'apo v'achamato, this idea of, you know, total upheaval and transformation. And there's no doubt that this is a reference to the idea that they were mahapech, the ratzon Hashem. V'anshei Sodom, ra'im v'chatim Hashem ma'od. If Avram is tzedakah and mishpat, they're the antithesis, and it really is the hipoch, keneged ha-hipoch. Also, b'shaches elokim esarei ha-kikar is clearly reminiscent of the Dor HaMabul, v'yadikim esarei tzvinei nishchasa, and that's part of Rashi's, general interpretation of what Benos Lot were considering, you know, considering ish in baretz levo aleinu kederech ha-laretz. Rashi comments that the Benos Lot were under the impression that there were literally no survivors, and that was, of course, one of the legacies of the Dor HaMabul. Now, preceding all of this, preceding the Hipoch and the Hashchasa, we're told, Vayashkem Avraham Avoker El HaMakom Asher Amad Sham Es Pnei Hashem. Unkla says it's Milashon Tzlusa of Tfila, and indeed, that's the way the Gemara Brachos in Chavav Beis famously interprets, right? In Amida, Lashon Tfila, Lamakom, Asher Amad Sham Es Pnei Hashem. And that becomes the basis of Tfilas Shachris. Perhaps even more impressively, the Gemara in the first parak of Brachos notes, Kol HaKovei HaMakom L'Tfila, So Lokei Avram Be'Ezra, Ruchshaniftar Mina Olam, Omrin Lalav, E'ana Ve'Chasid, Mi Talmidav Shel Avram Avinu, and this is the Makor El HaMakom Asher Amad Sham Es Pnei Hashem. You know, and all of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah in particular, but all of the Rishonim are fascinated by this idea, E'anav, E'chasid, right, that this is, you know, the grounds for some pretty heady formulations. And, you know, the question, of course, is why? Ve'ishkem Avram B'Mokor El HaMakom Asher Amad Sham. So, you know, Kodem Kol, the Sforno tells us that Avram, interestingly, was going because he thought, you know, he failed before in terms of din, you know, Asarat Tzadikim being the minimum offer. And now he was going to be, you know, Tfilah Rachamin, in who he was going to, you know, cast himself upon Rachamei Shemayim. A very fascinating approach that the Sforno takes. And then, you know, Avram lifts up his eyes, the reality was is that it was too late. That's the approach of the Sforno. It seems to me that perhaps the precise opposite is the case. Dehainu, that Avram went knowing that Sodom was about to be destroyed. And nonetheless, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker El HaMakom Asher Amad Sham Es Pnei Hashem, the very place where he had davened previously. Vaygash Avraham Vayomar Ha'af Tispeh Tzadik Imrasha V'Avraham Odenu Omeid Lifnei Hashem. And I think this is the explanation of the Gemara Masechta Brachos. E'anav E'chasid Mitalmidav Shel Avraham Avinu means that the person has internalized what tefillah is really all about. It's Amida Lifnei Hashem. It's not the substance of that particular sicha, it's not even the pegia, but the essence, the modality of tefillah upon which the other two, the sicha and the pegia, are based, is the notion of simply being omed bifnei hamelech. And sometimes the melech gives us what we would have wanted, sometimes the melech tells us that we're not going to get what we wanted. And when we can submit to that, Omer Malav, E'anav, E'chasid. He returned to the very place from where he had davened. He petitioned God with all that he had on behalf of the people of Sodom. It was insufficient. Sodom is ultimately destroyed. Vayashkem Avram Aboker El HaMakom Asher Amad Sham Es Pnei Hashem. Avram is undeterred. And Adrava, Avram returns to that very space, having understood at such an inchoate stage in the development of tefillah, it's so remarkable that the essence, of course, is to be omed lifnei Hashem. And about, you know, when a person can daven in that way without making demands and the quid pro quo of, you know, if I don't get what I want, when a person davens in that fashion and from that spirit, so that is an anivus, and that is very much a chasidus, a piety and a humility, because a person recognizes that, you know, as much as we want, kol mishalos libeinu letova, in the final analysis, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not beholden to us, he doesn't owe us anything as far as a particular response is concerned. Vayashkim Avraham baboker, but in reality, the essence is the audience itself. What is a chosid is for us to be omed bifnei hamelech.